Now, we're going to start today's show rather unusually by talking about Shakespeare, of all people. Now, there's been moves to remove Shakespeare from the English curriculum in our secondary schools for a long time. It actually went back as far as the 1990s, when there was a very definite proposal to make him optional rather than compulsory for higher level English, or honours English, as some of us will remember it as. But there was quite a backlash at the time, especially in the media, and therefore Mr. Shakespeare retained his compulsory status. And in fact, would you believe he's the only writer to ever have been compulsory in the Irish education system since the foundation of the state? Isn't that absolutely extraordinary? But wouldn't you know, another proposal emerged in the last few months. Again, the suggestion raised its head that Shakespeare not be compulsory for English students, that he be optional instead. But this time, it's the relatively new education minister, Helen McEntee, that has said a very firm no to that. So why are we so hell-bent on making Shakespeare compulsory? This is a guy, after all, who was around in the 16th century, isn't even Irish. We won't attempt to dispute how talented he was, of course, and what he's contributed to the world of literature. But why are we so hell-bent on making sure that every student that goes to secondary school in Irish schools has to learn Shakespeare? Now, I'd love to know your views on this, and I'd love to know if anyone out there can still remember passages of Shakespeare that they were forced to learn off during their school days. But earlier I had a very interesting conversation with Conor Murphy, who's been teaching English at Skibbereen Community School for many years, and he feels, even though he likes Shakespeare, that it's high time other writers got a look in our Irish schools. I spoke to him earlier, and at the outset I asked him about his own school days and whether he enjoyed or endured Mr. Shakespeare.
Well, I'm a little bit older, so I actually did the intercert.
Yeah, me too.
The circumstances of my leaving intercert were strange, in that I ended up doing two plays because transition year was kind of coming in and not coming into school. So initially we were going to have a 3-year intercert, and then it became a 4-year. So I did both Julius Caesar and Merchant of Venice for my intercert. And then for my leaving cert, because I loved the leaving cert so much, I decided to do it twice. I repeated. So I did Hamlet and I did King Lear. So I studied 4 plays in my secondary school education. And then I obviously studied them in college. And then I nearly did a master's in Shakespeare. And then at the last minute decided to change my mind and I did a master's in film instead. But I was very close to doing a master's in Shakespeare. My memory of learning Shakespeare from all those years ago is that I kind of enjoyed it. I remember enjoying Hamlet. And I remember finding King Lear very complicated, but I did King Lear when I repeated, and I have to admit, I'm an English teacher now, so I was slightly arrogant, and I may have skipped some classes, and I may have just taught myself King Lear and read it myself.
Yeah.
So I really I enjoyed that bit. I can't say that I enjoyed Merchant of Venice. I didn't enjoy that, but I just don't think I like that play. Julius Caesar, that's far too long ago for me to remember, but I do remember really particularly enjoying Hamlet.
Now, when you're teaching English yourself in Skibbereen day to day, what are the faces like of your students when you're doing Shakespeare? Are their eyes glazed over? Are some of them engaged? What's the experience?
It depends. This is all very much depends on the class. So I'm going to discount junior cycle, because the junior cycle experience, because of it, the junior cycle in English is a bit of a mess. It's all over the place. The exam has destroyed everything. So that's not really a good environment to judge whether you're teaching Shakespeare well or not, or whether the kids are going to enjoy it. I find it very difficult to engage them at that stage, because we have to fly through so much content. It's so much content at junior cycle. So I put that aside. Leaving cert, it very much depends. Sometimes it clicks with them and sometimes it doesn't, which is fine. I love it when it does, and they enjoy it, and loads of students, higher level, ordinary level students who struggle, students who love it, have come up to me and said, I really enjoyed it. I remember teaching Othello a few years ago, and a few students said, God, this is great, sir. I like Othello. I'm really interested in this particular play. And other times they don't. But when you're teaching and education, it doesn't always have to be about enjoyment necessarily. You're there to kind of make them think. So especially Shakespeare or teaching English. English is all about critical thinking. Basing your having an opinion on something based on knowledge and thinking your way through the problems. So I do want them to enjoy what they're studying. I do want them to enjoy the class. And I do want them to be engaged on a personal level. But if that doesn't happen, I have to make sure that they understand that's okay for you not to like this. But you have to critically engage and you have to think about it. And if you don't like it, you can write about that. And what is it about you don't like? But you have to base this on knowledge and a deep understanding of the text.
So the big million dollar question, Conor, is if you were the Minister for Education now, would you make Shakespeare, would you make him compulsory for both higher and ordinary level? Or would you just leave it to higher? Or would you take him off the curriculum altogether?
Well, I've never taken him off the curriculum. He's been hanging around for 400 odd years for a reason, you know. He's an excellent writer, and all those wonderful things we said about him, his themes resonate, and he's really culturally important. So I would never take him off the course, but I would definitely make him optional, so that he would appear on a list of, let's say, four or five texts of similar. What would we say, literary value. So you have to, in a similar depth would be required for students to think about and engage with them, and a similar kind of use of language so that you can pause on a word and why do they pick this word. So I would have them on a list of maybe four, and then we find three and we find the other texts, because I just don't like the idea, I said it before, I don't like the idea of elevating one person above everybody else. It just doesn't stick with me, and it doesn't stick well with me, and especially in an education setting, and especially in an artistic environment. So we're talking about art, and the idea that this one man stands above everybody else, and that nobody in the last 400 years has reached the heights of him, and so important as an artist that we all have to study him, that doesn't sit well with me. The other part of it is, when you look at the other countries that he is compulsory in, Northern Ireland, Wales and England, they're the only other countries. And there's a kind of, there's a nationalist kind of view on my part, but this feels like a kind of a cultural imperialism, a hangover from our colonised past, but we feel we have to have Shakespeare, and that validates us in some kind of a way. And we don't. We have to have him as an option. Absolutely. He's fantastic. But add John McGahern to him. Add other writers. Bronte with Wuthering Heights, maybe. You know, let's just not put him on the pedestal anymore on his own. Let other people get up there on the pedestal with him, and let's give other voices a chance to become the new Shakespeare. We have, I just told you, I studied four of his plays in secondary school. You studied at least two in secondary school.
Four.
We have all, this whole country are just used to, the one writer that we have all studied in depth is Shakespeare. Very few of us at second level, very few of us have studied another writer in depth. So we all think, oh God, he's the best one because he's the one we studied in depth. Whereas maybe we should study some other ones in as much depth, and we'll go, well, actually, you know, he is great. But this other one also, they really were good at writing as well. Why we, you know, so we kind of conditioned ourselves, and it's a self-perpetuating notion that it can only be Shakespeare because that's all we've experienced.
Yeah.
And it goes around and around and around and around. Well, no, let's put somebody else up there, and let's look at their language. Let's enjoy it. Let's think about it. And then we'll see that there are other voices just as valid.
Yeah, well, we got rid of Peg, didn't we, on the as a compulsory text on the Irish curriculum. So maybe it's time that Shakespeare got the boot as well.
No, don't say get the boot. I did already have Irish, so I'm in no position to talk about Peg's
about
Ayers,
Peg, but yeah.
But I do know people did enjoy her, but lots of people didn't.
Back
memories.
Brilliant. Listen, Conor, great to have you on the show, and thank you for opening up the debate, and no doubt our listeners will have views of their own as well. Really appreciate you joining us.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that was Conor Murphy there, who teaches English at Skibbereen Community School, speaking to me earlier. And by the way, I should have mentioned at the outset that Conor actually wrote an article on this topic in the Irish Times last week, which is where I came across him first of all. So interesting theory there, and I like his theory that this adherence we have, this the way we're persevering with keeping Shakespeare compulsory, on our English curriculum here in Ireland for so many years, since the foundation of the state. Connor reckons it's a hangover from our colonised past. I wonder, what do you think? Are we still sort of enthralled to the British to an extent that we don't have the courage to bump one of their writers off the curriculum and bring in one of our own? And Connor suggests John McGaughan there perhaps could be somebody. That's in no way to downgrade Shakespeare. We're all pretty much in agreement that he was a phenomenal writer and a phenomenal observer of human behaviour as well. But does he have to be compulsory? And there is also that argument that the minute you make something compulsory, you almost remove the enjoyment of it. Let me know what you all think. I'm sure plenty of you out there can still recite a couple of passages of Shakespeare because you had to learn it off by heart. Ballyduff listener says, I agree with making Shakespeare an option among other famed writers, except in the case of higher level English. If you want an A in Honours English, you should have an understanding of Shakespearean English, is the view of a Ballyduff listener. So that person is saying compulsory for higher level, but not compulsory for ordinary level, which I think is pretty much spot on. Another listener says, Deirdre, did you know that Shakespeare could be a woman? There are theories about that, because women couldn't publish work back in those days. There is a book called Shakespeare Was a Woman and Other Heresies. Yes, I did know about that theory as well, that that Shakespeare was perhaps a woman. And isn't there another theory that it was actually Shakespeare's wife that wrote all the plays? But sure, look, we'll never know, will we? It was hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But anyway, do let me know, can you recite any Shakespeare? And what are your memories of learning it from secondary school? Interesting what Connor was saying there, that he ended up doing four different plays for English, four different Shakespeare plays during his time in secondary school. I know I said to him that I did four as well, but I didn't. I'm just thinking I did three. The Merchant of Venice, I think, for Intercert as it was, and then Othello and King Lear, because there was no transition year in my day. I repeated fifth year. First fifth year did King Lear, second fifth year did Othello. And I'd say if you put a gun to my head, I could probably recite passages from all three of them. And I did like Shakespeare, I have to say, but I can understand why a lot of people didn't. So let me know what your memories are of the Bard, as he's known. 0833 300 300.